This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Kia ora, this week we are going to be talking to Megan, the manager of PIPS, Pregnancy, Infancy and Parenting Support, about some of the struggles parents are facing and where they can find help and support in Christchurch. So, welcome Megan to the show.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
That's lovely to have you. So excited. So, can you tell us a little bit about your background with PIPS and what made you get involved?
Sure. My family was originally living in Sydney and during COVID decided to move back to Christchurch where I grew up for a bit of change of lifestyle. I was on maternity leave with my youngest and once we arrived and settled here, decided to start having a little look around for work and the role at PIPS popped up. Being a mum myself, it seemed there was a lot of synergies between where I was in my life and also had been working in the charity sector in Sydney. So decided to apply and, yeah, I guess the rest is history. Just really loved working with the various mums experiencing a whole range of different issues and also with helping with their little ones as well. So, yeah.
Oh, lovely. So you've got a background in kind of community organisations.
I do, yeah. I've pretty much spent my entire career working in the charity sector.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Australia was around employment and training, a lot of youth programs keeping young people in school or moving them into employment. So I wanted to stay within in that sector. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So you'll know yourself then being a parent that there can be many struggles with that come along with being a parent.
Yeah.
And that parenthood is kind of a journey, ups and downs.
Definitely.
So thinking about kind of Christchurch and Canterbury, what do you think of some of the struggles that are facing parents at the moment?
Sure. I mean, definitely at the moment, I think like everybody out there, the financial pressure is a big one. So lots of parents first accessing our services come because they're looking for ways to help support their little one and, you know, having a baby for the first time, having a massive financial outlay for practical goods, you know, a cot and a pram, somewhere safe to sleep. Has been a really big draw card for us in terms of getting people coming in to see us. Then we also have people accessing support who may be needing more of the emotional support, so experiencing postnatal depression or just trying to build some community connections. You know, becoming a parent is a wonderful, exciting time, but it can also can be really lonely when, particularly if you have a partner who's gone back to work and you're at home on your own, being isolated from a lot of family, if you've also got family who are living overseas or outside of Christchurch. So we try and offer, I guess, a two-pronged approach in terms of the practical support, so helping with the needs for baby equipment and things, but also that other social connections and support around their emotional well-being as well.
Have you seen an increase in the use of your service? Kind of just thinking about how we've had COVID and now we've got cost of living crisis, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just looking at some statistics last night. The previous 2 years, we've had around about 650 new clients that have accessed our service or signed up. For this current year, we're sitting at about 800 and we've still got sort of three months to go. So we're expecting that to easily hit over 1,000. So massive growth. Also, with regards to client contacts, we'll hit close to about 5,000 client contacts for this entire year. So that's individual people coming into the centre to access our services. So definitely families are finding it really tough at the moment. We've seen a real increase with regards to essentials such as nappies and formula. People who are struggling in their grocery bill each week don't have the extra funds to pay for, you know, a $30 tin of formula or a packet of nappies. So lots of people reaching out for support for those items as well.
Are you seeing people reach out just once or are you getting more kind of long-term clients?
Definitely regular ones as well. we, you know, try to encourage people, particularly if we've got regular people coming in and asking for nappies, example, we'll have a chat to them about maybe trying cloth nappies if it's something they're open to doing. We'd sort of talk them through the process of using those and how they can help to cut some costs in their budget. And we're also definitely got people coming in for other big ticket items and stuff for sure, but come through regularly. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, perfect. So tell us a bit more about the kind of support that PIPs can offer.
Sure. So, as I said, we have a bit of a two-pronged approach. We have the practical goods side. So we take donations from other families within the community of baby clothes, baby equipment. So anything, I guess, relevant for that newborn right through to about age two. So people can come and drop those up to us. We check them, clean them, make sure everything's good to go, safety checked, and we redistribute those out to other families in need. So that's often the main reason why people first find us, because they're looking for stuff, or they get referred from their Plunkett nurse or midwife because they need a car seat for baby or a pram. And then we also offer, I guess, the more emotional support and connections through some of our groups and stuff we run. So on a Wednesday afternoon, we have a mums and bubs group where we have people come in for a cup of tea and a bit of a chat, get to know each other, make some connections, some friendships. And we have different speakers who come in and talk about different topics. Could be someone struggling with sleep, so needs some bit of sleep, helps with some sleep. We also do a free first aid and infant CPR course, which is a great one for families as their little ones are starting solids to feel a bit more comfortable about potential choking and things like that. We offer the hire of items, baby capsules, so car seats, which they can hire for 6 months, which is free to do, and also bassinets for 3 months as well. There's no cost for that either. We run a weekly breastfeeding group, and we have an international board certified lactation consultant who comes and runs that for us. So the best of the best, really.
That's quite a job title.
I know. Lots of training goes into that. She's also a trained midwife and doula, and she's just wonderful. So she can provide support and information around breastfeeding, or if someone's looking to wean and stop breastfeeding, that's totally great too. We can help with some strategies around that as well. So they're the main programs and supports that we run at our centre. Yeah.
Having visited your site, I went into your shop. I mean, you've got some lovely baby clothes and chock-a-block full of baby stuff.
We're very lucky. We get lots of stuff come through the community. So our shop area, we call it a shop, but obviously it's the best kind of shop because everything in there is free. Yeah, and it's really wonderful, I think. Often when you don't have a lot of money, you often don't get a lot of choice about a lot of stuff that you get in life as well. So that is really important to us, to provide, I guess, a bit of dignity as well as some empowerment. Like, there's nothing more special as a parent to go in and pick a cute outfit for your little one, or pick a new toy or something like that for them. So it's really lovely that these parents can come through. And I know I talk a lot about mums. That's because a large majority are mums, but we also have some wonderful solo dads or single dads or family units come through together, or grandparents that have taken on care of their child because mum or dad's not able to at that time. So we have a whole range of families and backgrounds come through. But it's wonderful being able to walk them through the shop and let them essentially go shopping and see how happy that makes them. And it's, yeah, as a staff member, it's wonderful seeing that joy on their face to be able to leave with everything they need for their little one.
Yeah. So people can just pop in?
They can, yes. So there's no referral process. They can come through via their midwife or Plunkett nurse or other social worker or support networks, but otherwise they're welcome to drop in any time. Anybody can access our services. It doesn't matter your background or where you're from. We're open to everybody, which is really wonderful. So on top of the support we provide for babies, we also have a range of supports specifically for mums in terms of the practical goods we provide. We have a little maternity room which is filled with beautiful maternity clothing, maternity pants, maternity bras, anything like that that mum may need. We also have toiletries in that room, so sanitary pads for post-birth, body wash, soaps, all of that kind of stuff that mum may need as an extra support for her as well. And it's a nice little space where they can go in, close the door and try it on as if they're in a normal store in a shopping centre and have a lovely experience as well.
That's amazing. I mean, all that kind of cost that comes with being a parent that maybe you don't think about. So like, yeah, having to buy a new wardrobe of clothes and having to buy that kind of post-birth care products and on top of the kind of other things that we always think about with the pushier and cot and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And often this stuff is very expensive. Maternity clothing is, and that's what a lot of the mums say coming through the door, is that they've been to various shops and it's really pricey.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, you know, spend a lot of money for something they're going to probably wear for, you know, 6 months, 9 months maybe. So it's wonderful to be able to set them up with a whole range of stuff. And we have a lot of stuff, new stock coming through every week. So we say to people, pop in and take what you need today, but pop back next week to see what else we've got. And that's what we say. There's no limit on how much people can take or how often they can take. They can call in once a week or they can come in once a season to get a new clothes for themselves or baby. It's open any time that they want to pop in. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's all through donations. So the community donating those clothes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you're giving them back to community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we get a lot of stuff coming through that both baby and the maternity wear that's still got tags on, hasn't even been worn as well. It'd be great to have some more businesses out there who perhaps are in this space, either in baby apparel or women's wear that would be suitable for maternity clothes too. We do get some bits and pieces coming through that's brand new, and it's lovely to be able to provide something that is new to people who often may not be able to buy that themselves in store. So,
So with these services, has Pips always had such a big range of services, or are these things that are kind of grown over the years because the need has
definitely grown? Definitely changed and evolved. I mean, Pips has been in the community for about 50 years and changed and evolved over those years. We were part of a national network and decided to break away about a couple of years ago and just focus our energies just in Canterbury here. So certainly it has changed and evolved. Even I've only been there about 2 years, and adding the breastfeeding group because we saw a need within our community. Lots of women were struggling, and the fees to see an international board certified lactation consultant are really expensive. If you're not in that situation where you can afford, you know, $150 a visit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that is expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful to be able to provide that as a free service. And Lisa, who we've got, who comes in, is just incredibly knowledgeable. So it's wonderful to be able to provide that for our community.
And that all comes from funding that you guys have to go out and
definitely get. Definitely we have to seek the funding for all the programs and stuff we deliver, so through grants and foundations and individual donors who support us, which is really wonderful. But without that we wouldn't be able to continue delivery of what we do.
That's wonderful. So you've got such a great service, so I would imagine there are people out there that would love to support you. So tell us a bit about how they can support Pips.
Sure. We have a few different range of ways that people can support Pips. Obviously, the first one is through the donation of baby gear. So we asked for gently used, great condition baby items, from clothing through to equipment. So we always put a word out to say, if anyone's got anything hiding in their garage or the back of their shed that their baby has outgrown, that they no longer need, we would love to take that off your hands. We have a list on our website of the items that we can and can't take. So definitely, first point of call is have a quick look on there. Otherwise, we're happy to take a phone call if people want to have a chat about something they might have open to donating to us. The second is through, we offer a range of volunteer roles. So we have both on-site and off-site positions. So some people, wonderful volunteers, come in and pick up a load of washing for us once a week or once a fortnight and take it home and bring it back, which is fantastic. We also have on-site roles where they can come into our sorting room, help work through the donations with us, or be on the shop floor and help with the mums and bubs that are coming through. Thirdly is, financial support. We don't get any government funding for what we do, so we rely very heavily on financial support from our community. Again, welcome to have a look on our website on ways you can financially support us. And lastly, I guess it's word of mouth, being able to share what we do within the community, whether you know someone out there, a family that we could be supporting, or maybe there's a business who might be interested in supporting us, or someone else individually who might be open to financially supporting us. So, yeah, they're the main ways that we'd love support from the community.
So are you looking for volunteers to join you at the moment?
We are advertising for volunteers at the moment, yes. So both, as I said, both on-site and off-site roles. So definitely anyone out there who's looking at potential volunteer roles, definitely get in touch with us. We have a wonderful team of volunteers. We have a lot of fun in the office, as well as those, even the ones that are off-site when they come in. We always have a cuppa and a chat and see what everyone's been up to. So it's nice. We have a few volunteers who are on their own, so they love coming in once a week or once a month whenever they can make it to have a catch-up and a bit of a chat. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Perfect. So how do people get in contact with PIPS?
Sure. Firstly, probably through our website is a great point of call. So that's www.pips.co.nz. Has all our contact details and information on there. Otherwise, via phone and email, again, on our website, following our social media pages, any way like that, they're welcome to either drop in as well. And we're at 56A Shortland Street in Wynonie. And we're open Tuesday to Friday, 9:30 to 2:30.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Megan, so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if you think you need support and would like to talk to someone in PIPS, you can contact them by a phone, 03 385 0556, or 022 530 2463, go to their website or visit them in person at 56A Shortland Street, Wynonie, Christchurch. They've also got a contact box via their website. A reminder that this show and all of our shows can be found as a podcast. Just go to the Plains FM website and tune in next month when we talk LGBTQIA+ issues and support with Qtopia. Kia ora and thank you for listening.